AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Government workers have been returning to the job today after more than a month away. Offices open again after President Trump signed a spending bill ending the government shutdown. Ed Donahue has more.
In Atlanta.
I worked at this campus for 34 years and went through multiple shutdowns. I know what it's like to miss a paycheck.
Retired worker Steve Monroe was outside CDC headquarters holding a sign that read, "You are heroes."
These people have been maligned in the press, and public health is very important, and the job they're doing is important, and I just want them to know that there are those of us who appreciate what they're doing.
At the White House, economic advisor Kevin Hassett was asked about the shutdown's economic impact.
Our Council of Economic Advisors said that it cost about $15 billion a week.
The bill signed by the president ensures back pay for federal workers and reverses dismissals.
Stocks took a big tumble, led by losses in NVIDIA and other AI stars. The S&P lost 1.7%, while the NASDAQ dropped 2.3%. The Dow fell nearly 800 points. Lawyers for former FBI Director James Comey and New York State Attorney General Letitia James were in court again today. Eric Tucker was there.
At issue, a contention by defense lawyers that Lindsay Halligan, the interim United States attorney who brought the cases against both of these defendants, was appointed illegally. And as a result, the proper remedy is that the case should be dismissed. The Justice Department disagreed and said at most it's a paperwork error and the remedy should not be a dismissal of the indictment. Now, this is part of a multi-pronged challenge by the defendants to get their cases dismissed. They also have contended that the prosecutions were vindictive in nature.
The BBC has apologized to President Trump over what it acknowledges was a misleading edit of his January 6, 2021 speech to supporters before many of them stormed the U.S. Capitol. However, the BBC disputes there's a basis for a defamation lawsuit. This is AP News. A toxic gas leak in Oklahoma. Donna Warder has the story.
Dozens of people became sickened Wednesday night in Weatherford, Oklahoma, when a tanker truck parked in a hotel parking lot began leaking anhydrous ammonia gas. Anhydrous ammonia is used as fertilizer, but can burn people in its liquid or gaseous form. People nearby were evacuated, others were told to shelter in place, and several dozen people were taken to the hospital for difficulty breathing. At a news conference carried by KFOR, Weatherford Police Chief Angelo Orfici says the gas has dissipated, enough for people to return home.
The shelter in place has been lifted. People can go back to their residence. They do not have to evacuate anymore.
Orfici says four people in critical condition were transferred to other hospitals for further treatment. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.